Previously on Suits.
I want to work with you.
Come to Pearson Spector.
If all you want to do is work with me, I can find a job somewhere else.
Scotty, that's not all I want.
Then say it.
I want you in my life.
It's over, Mike. I'm on to you. And I'm going to expose you for the lying piece of filth that you are.
Lewis, I went to Harvard. I just changed my grade.
You cheated. And now you're looking at me to help you get away with it. No, Lewis, get out of my sight.
Lewis, he did it so that he can practice the thing that we all love. And if you don't let it go, he's never going to be able to practice it again.
You make Mike confess, he might as well throw his life down the toilet.
You say we're friends. A friend wouldn't ask me to do this.
No, Lewis. A friend just won't hold it against you if you don't.
Hey.
Where did you race off to so quickly this morning?
I went to see my mistress.
Mm-hmm. And what's her name?
Felony.
Really? And how would you feel if I said the same thing to you?
It depends. Is she hot?
Mm-hmm. You realize you're just digging yourself in deeper now, don't you?
Well, then it's good that I was really out getting you this.
Minnie Mouse.
I got a copy from your dad. I thought it would compliment Panda.
It's perfect.
Good. Because I have a new lease on life. And I wouldn't if it weren't for you.
I am not the only one who helped convince Lewis to let it go.
I know.
So you're going to get something for Harvey?
I want to, but what do you get the man who has everything?
The same thing you got me.
A picture of him dressed as a mouse?
No. Something money can't buy.
Ugh, what do you need?
Advice.
That tie has got to go. I've been wanting to say something for months. It's not about the tie, is it?
You know it's not about the tie. You're just giving me shit.
We take our opportunities where they present themselves. Now, what can Donna do for you?
I need the perfect gift.
Who is it? Rachel? Something personal. Preferably a picture from her father.
How could you possibly...
Jessica, simple and elegant. Or wild and crazy, the choice is yours. Lewis. Oh, God, it doesn't matter. Just get him anything. He'll cry for days.
What about Harvey?
There is no gift for Harvey. He gets what he wants, and he doesn't want what he doesn't get. And my knowing that is the only gift he'll ever need from me.
Donna, ever since I've been here, every morning I step off that elevator wondering if this is going to be my last day. Last week, that day came, and Harvey said, not today. I need to get him something to let him know what that means to me.
Okay.
What?
There is one thing that Harvey has been wanting to get for years, and he hasn't been able to.
What is it?
No, it's too personal. And I don't see how you're going to be able to make it happen when he couldn't.
Whatever it is, it'll make the perfect gift.
Before we do anything else, I'd like to officially welcome our newest senior partner, Dana Scott.
I'd like to thank you all for bringing me in, and I assure you, I will be hitting the ground running.
Well, that's what we like to hear. Harvey, where do we stand on Franklin Courier?
They just announced plans for the acquisition Friday.
I'd like to take lead on this one.
I guess the ground has been hit. It's yours.
Shit, I am so sorry. I had an incident in Logan. Did I miss anything?
Not really. Scotty's going to be handling the Franklin acquisition.
You're kidding, right? Franklin's my client. I was 5 minutes late.
10 minutes, actually.
Well, I don't care if I skip the whole goddamn meeting to get a full body wax. I landed that company when they were a regional shithole, and I don't need some interloper to...
Scotty's a senior partner, Lewis.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Then I guess you're saying the bylaws are bullshit.
My bylaws are a work of art.
I know. And the bylaws clearly state that if the senior partner is more than 10 minutes late to a meeting, he or she has no standing.
Well, that rule doesn't take into consideration a partner being late due to reasons beyond his control.
Wait, I'm sorry. This rule shall not be abridged by any circumstance, including but not limited to family illness, criminal detention, and travel delay, for without punctuality, we are animals. Right?
How dare you quote me to me? This isn't over.
Yes, it is. They're still your client, Lewis. But it's Scotty's transaction. Moving on.
Boom. What's this?
Oh, it's only the greatest gift you've ever received.
Better than MJ's jersey from the 63-point game?
If this folder had played in that game, it would have scored 80 points.
Okay, I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. Just open it.
A run-of-the-mill corporate case. I don't get it.
Just look at the attorney record on the other side.
A. Elliot Stemple? How did you know?
I talked to Donna. She told me everything.
Define everything.
Oh, I don't know. He kicked your ass in moot court 3 years running at Harvard. Kind of upset about it. Keeps you up at night.
Yeah. Well, if she told you everything, you'd know he's been ducking me for the past 10 years.
Harvey, I just told you this gift is better than MJ's jersey. Do you think I'd make that kind of claim if I couldn't deliver on it?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that A. Elliot Semple is not ducking you today.
See the man who was dead.
Lewis, if this is about Franklin Courier, I've made my decision.
It's not.
Okay. Then what's this about?
It's about Franklin Courier.
Lewis.
Jessica, I want to know where I fall in the pecking order with regard to Dana Scott.
There is no pecking order. I don't look at things that way.
Great. That means I'm behind her because she's banging Harvey.
I'm going to pretend I didn't just hear that.
Well, unfortunately, I can't pretend that you didn't just screw me over on behalf of your partner's girlfriend.
Lewis, I didn't screw you over. Your own bylaws did. And if the shoe were on the other foot and you'd taken the case from her, you'd be sleeping like a baby.
What does that have to do with anything? All right, you know what? Don't bother answering that question. As far as I'm concerned, Dana Scott is dead to me.
Lewis, did it ever occur to you that these situations may sometimes be a result of your own doing?
What on God's green earth are you talking about?
You have an opportunity to bond with our newest senior partner or make a permanent enemy of her. And I'm saying, in the past, you've generally chosen the enemy route.
Can you give me a specific?
Off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Pemberton, Yates, Cohen, Duffner, Ramirez.
That's 5 isolated incidents.
Robinson, Jenkins, Gardner.
Okay, fine. What's your point?
My point is, if you let this thing go, you can change the entire course of your relationship with Scotty. And who knows? Maybe even redefine yourself within the firm.
Words to live by. Jessica, you may have just changed my entire outlook on life.
Bomb?
It's a gift.
Give me a gift after what happened this morning.
You're right. You did poach my client on a technicality, and worse than that, use my own precious words against me, and normally I'd declare war, but...
Likewise.
It's been pointed out to me that I have certain proclivities that need to be adjusted.
Lewis, what are you saying?
I'm saying I would like us to be friends.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're friends?
Friends.
Great. Give me my files back.
Excuse me?
You accepted my friendship. Give me back my case.
Sorry, Lewis, that's not how it works.
What the hell kind of friend are you?
I'm a friend who is not going to give you my case 14 seconds after you give me a scarf.
No, it's not a scarf. It's one of the world's finest pashminas.
I don't care if it's the world's only pashmina. You're not getting this case.
Well, then you'd leave me no choice but to institute Article 19.5/B.
There is no Article 19.5/B.
There is now. All new hires must be accompanied to client meetings by the existing attorney of record.
You son of a bitch. You just want to start a fight.
Excuse me? I tried to make friends with you. You just told me to go screw myself.
I am warning you, Lewis. This is a fight you do not want.
Oh, no, I want it. And I'm going to win it. And when I do... You better not go crying to your boyfriend.
Well, look who it is, the ghost of Christmas past, Harvey, Reginald Spector.
Speaking of the past, Elliot, FDR called. He wants his bow tie back.
Oh, if you'd had rebuttals like that, maybe you would have gotten past me in moot court just once.
Trust me, Archibald, I'm way past you.
Oh, I guess you are. Look at you, huh? Tom Ford suit, $1,000 hairdo. What happened to the skirt-chasing degenerate I knew back at Harvard?
Oh, him? He's a name partner at a firm 10 times bigger than yours.
Bigger. Sounds like somebody's trying to compensate for 3 huge losses.
Or somebody's living in the past and too afraid to take me on in the present.
You're the one who's afraid. I think you've got a little PTSD, post-traumatic stemple disorder.
Why don't we go head-to-head right now?
Oh, I'd love to, but unfortunately my case is up on the docket. But let's do this again really soon, okay?
AYZ Technologies versus Janus Microprocessors.
Mike Ross for the plaintiff, Your Honor.
Hey, Elliot Stemple for the defense. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget to put the name of my firm on the complaint? I work at Pearson Spector.
That's Spector, as in Harvey Reginald Spector.
I'm ready to hear pretrial motions.
A motion to substitute counsel, Your Honor.
On what grounds?
The grounds that he's a pussy.
What's that, Mr. Spector?
I was just wondering if he has a copy of his motion, because we never got one.
Not with me, Your Honor. Something suddenly came up. My niece, she took ill.
Well, when your family is sick, you have to tend to them.
Your Honor, Mr. Stemple may not have a copy of his motion, but we do have a copy of his family tree. He has no nieces.
I meant niece figuratively. She is actually my goddaughter.
And what exactly is her name?
Sandra Silverstein.
Your Honor, that's the same fictitious goddaughter that's taken ill every time Mr. Stemple's needed a continuance in the last 5 years.
Sounds serious. Have you tried acupuncture?
They are completely out of line, Your Honor.
The only thing out of line is you. Mr. Stemple, not only will you not be replacing yourself, you'll be paying the court a $2,000 fine.
We got him. Cage match is on. 2 men enter, 1 man leaves.
We don't have anything yet.
What? Come on, you need me to try this thing for you too?
Listen to me. This isn't Thunderdome. I need you to look at every case he's worked since law school.
Relax, Harvey. I'm all over it.
You better be. Because you don't know this guy. I'm telling you, once it sinks in that there's no way out of that cage, he's going to come out swinging.
Wasted a trip. Harvey's gone for the night.
I'm not here to see Harvey. I'm here to see you. Please, what I have to say is important.
I'm not interested in what you have to say.
In law school, I had nothing. Nothing. No friends, no girlfriend, no respect. The truth is, I was hanging on to not flunking out by a thread. Look at me. I'm not married. I don't have children. I'm not particularly successful.
Why are you telling me this?
I have a little piece of glory that I've been holding on to. And I don't expect Harvey to care about that. But you're still first chair. You can still let me out. I thought that maybe you would.
I'll think about it.
It's all I can ask for.
Except for one thing. That's the exact same speech that your plaintiff gave Harvey year one.
Doesn't mean it isn't true.
Do you think I'm going to let you blame me?
A man can try.
Stemple, you've been ducking Harvey long enough. Now you're either going to win or you're going to lose. What you're not going to do is avoid him anymore. Oh, you forgot. I looked up your family tree. You are married, you do have children, and your firm is top tier.
Please, I hate my wife. My children are anchors, and the only reason I stay at that firm is to pay for them to leave me alone.
Get the hell on the elevator, Stemple. I'm leaving you in our office.
Good call.
Elliot Stemple, that's a blast from the past.
You should have seen his smug face when he realized he couldn't duck me.
Need my help?
No, I am taking this one all for myself.
Harvey, it was 3 times. You remember what it did to you?
Yeah, I remember, but instead of offering help where it isn't needed, you should be focused on Lewis Litt. After what you did at that meeting, he's going to come at you full bore.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You picked a fight with him on purpose.
Of course I did.
What happened to the whole we need to be open and honest thing?
I didn't think we needed to be open and honest that 1 + 1 = 2.
I get it. You don't want to be seen as my girlfriend, so you picked a fight with the biggest, baddest prisoner in the yard.
I win this. I'm the partner that beat Lewis Litt, not the partner sleeping with Harvey Specter.
Okay, I respect that. But Lewis just did me a huge favor, and I don't want to get caught in the middle of it.
I don't need you in the middle of it.
Good.
Although...
What did you do?
Well, it's not really what I did. It's, what you did.
What did I do? Lewis, what are you doing here?
Hey, I got your email last night.
Yeah, about that.
No. I was happy to get it. Happy to do the work. Nothing makes me happier than to spend all night helping out a friend.
You were up all night?
Caught a power nap between 4:30 and 4:45. I'll be fine.
Well, what'd you come up with?
Per your instructions, I went through 8 years of Pritchard Holdings corporate returns with a fine-tooth comb.
That's a remarkably long time frame.
You asked for 4, I give you 8. It's what I do. And I caught every mistake there was to find.
Great. File the amended returns. With any luck, Jenner Pharmaceuticals will be none the wiser.
Jenner Pharmaceuticals, this suit's against Miller Trucking.
That's what I meant, Miller Trucking.
Ah. What are they suing them for?
Trucking?
God damn it. You sent that email just to screw with me.
Lewis, I didn't send the email. Scotty did. She used my computer. I didn't even know.
Oh, bullshit. She came running to you, you played in our friendship, and just now you had me go on about it to continue the mockery.
Look, I wasn't mocking you. I was trying to keep you from finding out. I thought if you didn't know, no harm would be done.
No, you know what? Harm was done. And if you value this friendship at all, you would stay out of it. Because I'm going to the mattresses against Dana Scott.
Mattresses? Have you been watching The Godfather?
Yeah. I've been trying to come up with some common ground to expand our friendship. Sue me. Tell me you finished the proposal for Franklin Courier.
No.
What do you mean no?
I mean I didn't do it.
What, did your mother die? Because if she didn't, you know...
Lewis, you told me not to.
We're at war, Bennett. Why would I do that?
I don't know, but I got a note from you telling me that you were going to be the bigger person and let Dana Scott handle it.
The bigger person? You should have known that was not from me.
Good morning, Lewis. Great day.
Oh, look a little tired.
I'm not tired. I don't get tired. What do you want, Dana?
Just dropping this by.
You sent Franklin the proposal.
Well, I couldn't meet them without you, so I figured that I would send this over instead.
You did this behind our backs.
I don't believe in doing things behind people's backs. That's why I CC'd you both on this letter.
No, you CC'd us, so they know that it came from you and we had nothing to do with it.
It did come from me, and you did have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you want to play it this way? Fine. But if you think you can outsmart me, you're going to get lit up.
Lit the hell up.
Lit up. Lit. Oh. Oh my God, that's so cute. I'm going to go make fun of it on my Facebook page right now. Thank you.
We're going to take this thing apart limb by limb so that little Miss Bullshit wish you never heard the name Lewis Litt.
Lewis, she's an excellent attorney. What if we can't find anything wrong with it?
No, we're not going to find anything wrong with it. So we're going to take it apart to make something wrong with it.
Mr. Walker, in October of last year, you made a pitch to the chairman of Kyoto Computers. How did that pitch go?
It went amazingly. Right up until when they told us there was no way they could actually buy our product.
Why was that?
Because Janus threatened to withhold their microchip if Kyoto did even $1 worth of business with us.
And my next-door neighbor says he saw his next-door neighbor cheating on his wife. Turned out to be nothing but a vindictive lie.
These are sworn affidavits from the CEOs of Kyoto, Griffin, and Howland, all backing up Mr. Walker's claim.
This isn't your next-door neighbor, Archibald.
Mr. Walker, the truth is that we control the market because our product is better than yours, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Jake, come on, the cameras are on. We're all under oath here.
We are?
He is. And I have independent analysis and sworn testimony from other CEOs disputing everything your client just said.
Those things aren't worth the paper they're printed on.
My point is that you can go to court, spend years fighting a battle you may not win, or you can take this settlement.
This is actually pretty fair.
More than fair. The only thing is he's trying to get us to sign it so he can use it against us in court.
Just like he did last year against Micron. And the year before that against SunTech. You're just a one-trick pony, Archibald. Once you've been to the show, it's not that good.
You're a one-trick pony too, Reginald. Only my trick doesn't end with my own client suing me.
This deposition's over.
What do you mean it's over? Don't you want Mr. Walker to know that you were just sued for malpractice?
That client dropped that suit.
And before she did, she stated on the record that she got shafted because you had a personal vendetta against your opposing counsel. He likes to pick fights with other lawyers, and he doesn't give a shit what it does to his clients.
Okay, that's a lie.
It is? I think you and I both know why he took this case. Because he lost this case, and this case, and this case to me 15 years ago. Go ahead, ask him. He's not under oath, but you'll know if he's lying. In these cases, they were all in moot court. Imagine what it'll bring down on you when the stakes are real. I can tell you this much. It'll be a hell of a lot more expensive than that settlement.
Stemple, we're done.
Reginald, you did a great job making it so I couldn't get out of it, but you should have picked a better case to trap me in. Because we both know that my independent analyst will come up with anything that I want him to say. Did you hear what he just said?
I sure did.
And if you did, and I did,
maybe it did.
I already had breakfast, Michael.
Maybe, but that's a bag completely filled with bacon.
Crispy?
To quote my friend Benjamin, if it's not crispy, it's not bacon.
I don't deserve it.
Benjamin?
Michael, I can enhance the sound of a bee-making pollen recorded from a satellite.
How can you possibly know that?
It's been done, but what I can't do is enhance sounds that weren't picked up by a used camcorder because this firm is too cheap to go with my recommendation of the $63,000 ZRX-90.
You didn't really recommend that, did you?
It's also good for making innovative films on weekends.
Okay, Benjamin, I need this audio or we're screwed on a huge case.
Michael, look at these sound waves.
Okay. There's nothing there.
No, nothing. And that's after 12 hours of maximum enhancement on the tape and 6 Red Bulls in me.
Whoa, you shouldn't be having that many Red Bulls.
I did it for you, Michael.
What do we have?
Nothing.
Then we go with what we got.
What's he talking about?
He's saying Stemple bluffed, so now we're gonna bluff.
What exactly are we talking about here, gentlemen?
We want access to the raw data from his independent analysis.
And I wish I'd had a vasectomy 10 years ago, but raw data is work product and he has no right to it.
The work product doctrine is fairly clear on this, Mr. Spector.
Except in cases of misconduct, Your Honor, which is the situation here.
What exactly are you accusing me of?
At the end of our deposition, Mr. Stemple basically boasted that he plans to fix the findings of his analyst.
That is a lie. I never said anything of the kind.
What you mean to say is you didn't think our microphone would pick it up.
So let me get this straight. They're doctoring a tape to accuse me of doctoring
a
report.
Mr. Stemple, you have a history of lying to me. So if you're on that tape saying anything close to what they're claiming, I'll not only sanction you, I'll report you to the bar.
I'll give them what they want.
I have to admit, when I read 600 million euros, I thought it was a typo.
It wasn't.
Baltic Freight can get a bottle of Riesling from an Alsatian vineyard to a Dubai hotel in 6 hours. This is a steal.
I agree. The proposal, most riveting thing I've read since 50 Shades of Grey. But
the real upside for you is that I...
We.
Not exactly. Structured the deal to avoid U.S. taxes.
By setting up a subsidiary with headquarters in Cyprus.
Where the rate is only 5.7%.
Wait a second. Doesn't that mean they would have to build in Cyprus?
Mm-hmm. And I've already locked up a developer.
Yeah, I see that. The Wittner Group.
Whoa, I'm so sorry. Did you just say Wittner Group? Right now they're being investigated by the FTC for fraud.
What?
It was just announced this morning.
Well, those are bogus charges concocted by a jealous competitor who will stop at nothing.
I'm so sorry, Tom. As Dana mentioned, I was CC'd on this. But I didn't exactly have a chance to vet it.
Tom.
Our reputation is everything, Miss Scott. We can't be in bed with criminals.
I will have another proposal over to you within the hour.
Thank you, Lewis.
Oh, and Tom. Scotty's new. Okay, so just cut her some slack, because when those training wheels pop off, she's going to be really, really good.
What the hell did you do?
Nothing. I just called a friend at the FTC.
You made up charges against a company just to get back at me?
I did nothing of the kind. I simply alerted a friend to some possible misdoings.
These are people. You are hurting their business.
Oh, please give me a break. They're not publicly traded. They don't have a stock price that'll fall. And if they're as clean as you say, I'm sure they'll be exonerated.
They're not in time for me to get Franklin's business.
Oh, I don't give a shit when they're exonerated. You're never getting Franklin's business.
You really are a dick.
I'm Moby Goddamn Dick, and you just swam in my waters.
Per your request, this is everything.
You didn't just come over here to deliver work product.
I've got a revised settlement offer, and before you say anything, it contains a provision prohibiting me from using it against you.
After what happened today, you think I'm going to settle?
Please, Harvey, just take a look at it.
So, now that you need something, it's Harvey. not Reginald.
Settling is what you do.
Not with you. The reason I'm not going to settle with you...
I get it. I ducked you.
Look, I can take the losing, the gloating, and the taunting, but what I can't take is losing to a coward who's too afraid to stand up and try and beat me again.
I didn't beat you the first time.
What the hell are you talking about?
It was rigged. I bribed the jury.
What?
That's why I keep ducking you.
You're telling me you cheated all 3 years?
Once I won, I was the guy who beat Harvey Specter. There's no going back.
And you think admitting that now is going to make me settle?
I'm coming clean because it's time to put it to bed.
Put it to bed? You going to take an ad out in the Crimson saying you cheated just like you did when you beat me back then?
Harvey.
No, I remember it. Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston. Your face on Ali, mine on Liston, every day for a week. You know who my hero was, Elliot?
Ali.
That's right, you piece of shit.
You want to know why I did that? Because you were an arrogant bastard who skated through life without a care in the world, getting everything you wanted from anyone you needed. And you know what? If I had to do it again, I would do the exact same thing.
I'm not settling. You so much as think about breaking the law in this case, I guarantee you'll end up in jail.
Is this?
Yes.
With extra?
Yes.
To what do I owe this honor?
Dana Scott.
No.
Hear me out. You won. I'm not saying you have to give in to her. I'm saying make amends with her.
And why would I want to do that?
Well, it would help if you tried putting yourself in her shoes.
The same shoes I tried walking away with my client?
Louis, all I'm saying is she came here from Darby International to be Harvey's girlfriend. I'd say that's enough baggage to deserve you cutting her some slack.
But I did cut her some slack, Donna. I bought her the world's finest pashmina and she wiped her ass with it in return.
Okay, I got it. You're never going to like her. Forget I said anything.
Wait a second. Did Harvey send you here?
No, Louis, he didn't. Harvey doesn't care about this.
Why do you?
Because I know Harvey, I know Scotty, and I know you. And if somebody doesn't back down, this isn't going to end well.
Are you saying that you or Harvey are going to hold this against me?
No, Louis, I'm not saying that.
Good, because then I'll tell you what I told him. If our friendship is dependent on this, then we do not have a friendship at all.
It's not. It's just trying to help.
Mr. Morris, please tell the court what the raw data indicates about the two companies' microprocessors. And I remind you, you're under oath.
Both products operate at the exact same rate.
What you're saying is our product is just as good as theirs.
I'm saying their performance is identical.
And yet Janus dominates the marketplace. Why is that?
Objection. Calls for speculation.
Oh, I'll tell you why. It has nothing to do with product superiority and everything to do with Janus bullying its competitors.
That's not a question, nor is it Mr. Morris's area of expertise.
No, it isn't. Bullying is his client's area of expertise. No further questions.
Mr. Morris, you just testified that the microprocessor's performance was identical. Is it possible that they are actually identical?
Anything's possible.
How would that be?
Either it's a one in a billion event, or one of them stole the other one's design.
Your Honor, based on evidence introduced by opposing counsel and Mr. Morris's testimony, I would like to file a countersuit against AYZ for patent infringement.
That is outrageous.
Oh, his client stole my client's design. I am the one who is outraged.
This case has nothing to do with patent infringement.
It does now, Reginald.
Move! We need to talk.
Not now. I'm cargo loading.
For what?
For you. We're still at war.
No, we're not.
So what? You telling me you're waving the white flag?
No, I am waving this. Bylaw 19.5/B and clear violation of 139/J.
I got ratification for 139J.
There wasn't a quorum present.
Big deal, technical violation.
Not for you. You're on the bylaw committee. And do you know what the bylaws say about a member of the committee implementing an amendment without approval?
Immediate removal.
So back the hell off my case.
This won't stand.
Louis, I am warning you to not keep pursuing this. I beat you before, and I will beat you again.
You've never beaten me before.
Haven't I? Who do you think it was that assigned Nigel to go against you in the disillusion talks? Meow.
You're the devil.
No, I'm not the devil. I'm a strategic thinker. Louis Litt, you are hereby notified that your services are no longer needed on Fridland Courier, and if you go around me, I will invoke 139J on your ass.
He set us up.
You think I don't know that? He made our client look like a thief.
It's not true.
It doesn't matter if it's not true. Now we're on the defensive.
Gentlemen, that settlement offer is about to get flipped on its ass. And thank you for introducing that evidence, because it wouldn't have been as credible coming from me.
You dropped that comment on purpose.
I knew that camcorder wouldn't pick it up, just like I knew you would bluff to get that data.
You made us work for it, or we would have seen it coming.
He would never have seen anything coming once I fed him that bullshit about bribing the jury. I've got your number, Reginald. I haven't been ducking you. I've just been setting you up. I took a page from your hero's playbook. Rope-a-dope.
I heard about today.
If you hadn't, I'm sure there'll be an ad about it in the paper tomorrow.
What?
Steppel says he's got my number, and it's true. I don't know what to do.
What are our options?
For all I know, this deal's the best I'm ever going to get. Steppel's been outthinking me ever since I met him. You're the only other person who's ever done that. I need your help.
Have I ever told you about my high school tennis career?
I didn't even know you played.
I was 38 and 3. You know who handed me every one of those losses?
Elliot Stemple.
Marcia Myers. A 5 foot nothing math geek with a 20 mile an hour serve. Should have left a Marcia Myers skid mark on the court and never looked back. But instead, the little bitch was a human backboard. And I think about it to this day.
You're saying I should take the deal because I can't beat him?
I'm saying I know what it's like to have an Elliot Stemple. So I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to give me an instant response. Do you want to beat him, or do you want to settle?
I want to leave an Elliot Stemple skid mark.
Then there's your answer. If he's got your number, then what you want to do is what he wants you to do.
Harvey, I've been looking at Stemple's cases.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
We're taking the settlement.
You're just going to give up?
Jessica has a plan. Fighting is stepping into a trap. We'd be giving him exactly what he wants.
Jessica was wrong.
Is that a fact?
You looked at it the right way. You just came to the wrong conclusion. Stemple wants us to fight, but I know why. He was on this case long before you and I came into the picture. What he wants, what he really wants, has nothing to do with you.
Don't you look ready to rumble?
We're not. We want to take your deal with one small change.
I'm not lowering the amount.
No, don't worry. Instead of $10 million, we'd like to give you $100 million.
Because that would still cost us less than if we fought you and you got this.
I have no idea what that is.
Yes, you do.
It's the glue that enables AYZ to stack more microchips than you, and you've been after it for a year.
And when you saw me coming, you used the opportunity to bait me into introducing evidence so that you could turn it around and manufacture a suit to get your hands on that during discovery.
You can't prove that.
I can. When I ask your analysts why you hired him in the first place.
He's going to say that Janice needed the technology and was willing to do anything to get it.
You don't know that he'll roll over on me.
Ollie versus Liston. I'm going to make him roll over on you. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to drop the suit, publicly admit to wrongdoing, and pay us this.
This will cost my client a fortune.
Yeah, but it's better than being convicted of corporate espionage.
Elliot, I'm giving you a dignified way out. A chance to really put it to bed. Now, the judge is going to bang that gavel in 30 seconds. When that happens, it's going to be too late.
We'll take the deal.
I'm just saying, if you're going to quote a movie, quote a movie.
I got one word wrong.
It changed the entire meaning of the quote.
Yeah, not to me, it didn't. That's what I thought the quote was.
Okay, fine. You want to be disrespectful to Martin Scorsese, you go right ahead.
Martin Scorsese didn't even write the damn movie. If anything, it's disrespectful to the writer.
Harvey, who cares about the writer?
I guess you're right about that.
Where have you two been?
I took him to dinner.
Oh, that's never happened before.
Oh, he's never beaten A. Elliot Stemple before.
No, he hasn't.
I wonder what could be different about this time.
I didn't work for him then.
Yeah, but didn't he duck Harvey the whole time you did work for him?
Okay, fine. You were responsible for beating Stemple, but I was the one who told you about Harvey's shameful losses in the first place.
What does he always say?
Oh, and everything, Donna. Oh, and everything.
Are you finished?
Yes, thank you. Oh, and Jessica wanted to see you as soon as you got back.
Did she say what it's about?
No. But I was talking to Mike.
I heard you won.
Oh, we didn't just win.
I know. You got a Fortune 500 company to publicly admit wrongdoing. Doesn't happen every day.
So why don't you look happy?
I am happy about the win. But I got a call from the editor of New York Lawyer, and they want to interview the man responsible for making that happen.
And you want to give Harvey the credit?
I want you to take your name off.
I already did. This case was never for me. It was for Harvey. I took my name off his first chair the second we trapped Stemple.
I appreciate that. But because of this interview, you can't be any chair.
So you don't want me off this case so that Harvey can get the credit. You want me off this case so I don't get anywhere near the spotlight.
In your position, the spotlight can become an interrogation lamp pretty damn fast.
I understand. No spotlight. This is always how it's gonna be, isn't it?
I thought you knew that.
I guess I did. Hey, can I talk to you?
You sure, Lewis. What can I do for you?
I'm sure you heard about Dana Scott's throttling of me.
I haven't. You both wanted me to stay out of it, and I did.
Right. See, after Scotty took my case, I went to Jessica. I was after blood, and she told me that I bring these things on myself. And she was right. And that got me to wondering, what would have happened if I hadn't shown up to that meeting late? So I went to the library and I found a copy of the bylaws. Scotty underlined 6 different traps. She deliberately picked a fight to embarrass me, and I want to know if you knew.
She didn't do it to embarrass you. She wanted to beat the meanest, toughest guy at the firm.
Okay.
It's a sign of respect.
See, the problem with that is, when that guy loses, he's done. He is no longer the meanest, baddest guy in the firm. He's nothing.
Lewis,
what do you want from me?
I need you to use your power to give me this case over Scotty.
I can't do that.
Harvey, she could survive this. I can't.
Lewis.
Listen, you came to me and said I was your friend when you needed a favor. Well, I am now coming to you saying that I need a favor in return.
The last time we talked, you said if I value our friendship at all, I'd stay out of it.
I don't care. I know how you operate. I let it go with Mike for you, and what I'm asking for in return doesn't even come close. So,
I do operate that way, Lewis, but not with my friends. So I'm only going to ask you this once. Are you asking as a friend, or are you calling in a chit?
Calling in a chit.
So be it.
Are you mad?
I'm disappointed.
Harvey,
you can't have it both ways, Lewis.
exciting.
The furniture came.
Look, I know we said that we would go with all my choices, but it turns out you have got pretty good taste.
Yes. Yes, I do.
So, mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that I can't believe you did all of this in one day.
Well, I've been working on it since I got home. I just wanted to have all of it ready so we could celebrate your big win. Was Harvey appreciative?
Yeah. Well, are you kidding? He took me out to dinner.
Oh, dinner? Next thing you know, you'll be getting a promotion.
Yeah. Next thing.
Hey.
Hey, yourself. You don't mind that I let myself in. You ready to celebrate?
I'm ready for a drink.
Well, hurry up. Because underneath these clothes, I'm entirely naked.
Scotty.
What's wrong? You were in such a good mood earlier. What happened?
I was.
But?
Scotty, I need you to give Lewis his transaction back.
What?
He figured out that you set the whole thing up and he came to me.
So what? What does that have to do with anything?
You can survive this. He can't.
So let me get this straight. Lewis tells me that if I lose, I can't go running to my boyfriend, and then he turns around and does the exact same thing?
Scotty, I need you to do this.
Does this have something to do with that favor he did you?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what it is.
I can't.
Guess we're not sharing everything with each other after all.
Scotty.
Harvey, before you say what you're about to say, I need to know. Am I talking to my boyfriend? Or am I talking to a name partner?
That depends on your answer.
You can't have it both ways, Harvey.
Then you're talking to a name partner.
He had a heart attack in court this morning.
Oh my God.
Life is short, and if anything were to happen to you, no client finds out this happened.
He's gonna be okay, right?
Suits, an all-new episode next Thursday at 9 on USA.